Just start 15 million.
There we go. The next one. Okay, that's on. Okay, so we're picking up with the Ramah on the top of page Dalid, in the very last Ramah in Simin Resh Mem Gimel. So we're talking about all these cases where you're not allowed to be making money, either because of Marasa Ayin or because Meikar Adin, it's also to be making money from a business that an Einu Yehudi is working in, and it's your business on Shabbos. So says the Ramah, and what if you did? Are you allowed to use that money? So says the Ramah, v'im avar v'iskiru b'mako ma'asir, yeshom shascharu mutter, yeshom sha'asir v'cheneker. Two days, some say mutter, some say asir, and really it's asir. Comes along the Mishabur Sivkatan Tazayin, yeshom shascharu mutter, v'achronim eskimu delo pligi. You know, it sounds like you can't have more direct machlokas. Some say mutter, some say asir. That sounds like a machlokas. Comes along the Mishabur, he says, yachronim explain, those two days are in fact not arguing. They're talking about different cases. Remember, we keep speaking about that there's what the Mishabura calls Asr Medina, and there's what the Mishabura calls Asr Mipnei Marasayin. Asr Medina means you're violating Schar Shabbos, you're violating Amir Lenachri, right? The guy is working for you, he's doing it all. So that's one level of Isr. Then there's situations where he's working for himself. He's not working for you. He's doing it because he's making the money. He's not, but it looks like he's working for you. That's not Medina. That's only Marasayin. So that's what the Mishabura says. If it's only Asr Mishamarasayin, so you're not supposed to take the money. Marasayin is a problem too. But if he gives it to you, it's mutter. Kanal b'sifal v'lchein b'diavin mutter l'kabla sachar meni yudi. That's when you'd be allowed to take the money. Mashein kenim eskira liyamim, as opposed to if you rent it out, I mean, you hired him for the day to work in the property where it's mamish schar Shabbos and it's mamish amir l'nachri. The medina asr mishum schar Shabbos l'chein afilu hevia in yehudi me'atzmo ma'os asr l'kabla emenu. Then even if the nachri brings you the money, you're not allowed to take it from him. K'mosh kasa b'simim reish mem hei sivav ayin shah mash k'sav mishabura v'mamlach m'tal sa yisrael ayin reish mem hei. Fine, so that's the distinction the Mishmur makes. If you violated this isra and you made money from the business that the Nachri's working in on Shabbos, are you allowed to take the money? Meaning, are you allowed to use the money? Are you allowed to keep the money? Mishabura, Ramah says two deos and we're machmir, but the Mishabura says not really two deos, it really depends. If it's Asr Medina, then you're not allowed to take the money. If it's only Asr Medina Marasayin, you're allowed to take the money. Comes along Simon Reish Mem Dalet. Now Reish Mem Dalet says there is another model of how you could hire a Nachri, and that is the way we hire many of our Nachrim, which is that you hire a contractor, someone to just do a job. I don't care when you do it. I don't care how you do it. Just get it done, right? You hire your gardener. Do you care if your gardener comes on Tuesdays or he comes on Thursdays? Or you don't even know half the time whether you're at work when he comes. You have no idea when he comes. But if the lawn was overgrown, you would notice. So you have no interest in terms of when he's coming. It's his choice when to come. Usually Yontif is when he likes to come. But it's his. So that's what we call a kablan. So a kablan, technically, it's really, he's doing it on his own time. And that's technically mutter. So that's what Reish Mem Dalet is about. So Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Posek Adam Perish Masna, Im Einu Yehudi Al Melacha V'Kotzitz Zam V'Einu Yehudi Osa Liatzmo V'Alf Bishu Osa B'Shabbos Mutter. That you say, I'm going to pay you for this job, even though he happens to be doing the job on Shabbos, that's on his own will, that's mutter. Says the Mishabur Sif Katan Aleph V'Kotzitz Zamim Hainu Kablonus. That means a contractor. Shemasna Yimo Sheyasalo Eza Melacha B'Schar Dover Kotzov. You say, here's the job. Here's the payment for the job. More complicated discussion if he does it without direct payment, and there's just because he has a good relationship with you. We'll get to that a different time. But here's the job. Here's the payment for the job. Do it whenever you want. So mutter, that's fine if he chooses to do it on Shabbos. Sivkat and Beis, Dikivan Shekat Zatzadait Dinav Sheka Avid Lemar Lahash Lemalachto Dili Yisrael Ink Pei Debezed. The Jew doesn't care when he does it. The guy is just doing it to get it done. Dim Lo Yasei. If he doesn't do it today, he'll do it tomorrow. If you tell him I want it done on Shabbos, that's going to be asr, but you're telling him do it whenever. So says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter now, when do we say a kablon is mutter? That's bitzina. That's only if it's done privately. Where not everybody sees that this malacha that's being done on Shabbos is a Jew's malacha that's being done on Shabbos. For SMS, Asr Sharo, but if everyone sees that it's a Jew's malacha that's being done on Shabbos, even though it's a Kablan, that's going to be Asr. So you send your car to the mechanic on Thursday, you say you'll pick it up Monday, I don't care if he works all day Sunday, I don't care if he works all day Friday, if he works Shabbos, that's up to him. It's up to him to do whatever he wants. So as long as it's not obvious that it's a Jewish car, you got to take off all the Camp Kaylee and Sternberg or whatever bumper stickers, and you got to take the menorah off the top of your Chabad, right? You gotta take off all Jewish signs from the car, make sure it's not a minivan, right? You have to take off all the Jewish signs from the car, and then the person will, then the guy could do it as long as he wants, because that's tzina. Sharo ezeinu Yehudi osek eni yodea shakotzatz v'amr shaploni sachar eni yudi lasas melacha b'shabbos. Because if someone sees you working on the mechanic working on a Jewish car, he's not gonna know that it's that you gave him the freedom to do whenever he wants. He's gonna think you asked him to do it on Shabbos because that's your most convenient day, since you don't have to drive anyway on Shabbos. So that would be very bad. Lefichach, haposikim eni Yehudi livnos lo chatzero kaslo oliksa lo sodehu. So if you hire an eni Yehudi to build a wall, to build chatzer, to harvest your field, im haisa hamalacha b'medina o b'tocha tchum, asal lo l'niach lasos hamalacha b'shabbos ne'arom she'nu yodim shepasak. If it's done in a place where other Jews will be able to see, then that is going to be a problem, because not everyone's going to know that this is a kablan arrangement. Says the Mishabura Sivkat and Gimel, b'tzina, hainu shi malachas tzina, that it's a malacha that's done, that's a malacha that doesn't make it obvious. L'fishena kol makirin shi shal Yisrael. Meaning, it doesn't mean that it has to be done in secret or in a basement somewhere. It just means that when someone sees it happening, they're not going to realize that Nachri is working for a Jew. Right? The mechanic could be working in his garage, and everyone could walk by and see the mechanic working in his garage, but no one knows that he's working on a Jewish car. That's also called tzina. Tzina doesn't have to mean that he closes the garage door and covers the windows. And no, it could be that everyone sees it. It's just no one sees what, no one can, by seeing it, you don't know that it's a Jewish car. Kamosha mefarish. Avaleinu chinami dafilum also superfarhesi shari kivin da malacha atzma in yaduish yishal Yisrael. Even if it's very public, but the malacha itself is not known to be a Jewish malacha, then it's fine. She'ein makirim makol vafilum ktsas yodim shi malachas Yisrael shari. Even if some people know that it's malacha being done for a Jew, it's mutter. And even though we're going to see tomorrow, probably in the Ramah, that we have to be worried about guests and other people that might be choshed you, shamshi malachas mechubar, ustam mechubar shem bailav nikra lavachmir babi yosar. Fascinating. That even when it comes to a kablan, and we're worried about people seeing and what they're going to think, we're much more concerned about people seeing when it's on mechubar. When it's on something that's mechubar lekarka, someone comes to paint your house on Shabbos. I told the painter come sometime next week. I didn't know he was going to come on Saturday, but everyone knows I painted. You know, I hired him to do the job. It's much more chumer when it's mechubar, when he's painting your house, than when it is when he's fixing your car. Lefichach ratzalomer destam mechubar avikili yodum for a semeshi shal Yisrael. Whenever it's something that's mechubar, we view that as if everyone knows that it's a Jewish malacha. That means that the malacha is being done for a Jew. Chatzero, kaslo, so the examples we gave are a chatzer or a kosel. If it's a chatzer or a kosel, even if not everyone knows that it's your chatzer, that it's a Jewish chatzer, that it's a Jewish kosel, it's aser, because the neighbors might realize, and they'll think you hired the guy to work on this day, on Shabbos. Liktzer lo sadehu, sivkatan zayin, v'alvagav de derech sada la'risos. Now, even though normally the way you would have someone work in your field is that he'd be a sharecropper, he would get a percentage, which in which case it's not a mino l'nachri, because a sharecropper is adaita denafshe, right? He's doing it for his 33%. He doesn't care about the Jews. He's doing it for his 33%. V'imkein yizbru shalakach barisos. Anyone who sees is only going to assume that he's an aris, which wouldn't be so bad. It's still going to be aser to have a kablan work on your field when everyone knows it's your field. The shiny hasam the kshiachzur adavri yimatzeh shekenu shein yehudi cholik paperos avalachas. You might say, what's the worst he's going to think? Even though he knows it's my field, everyone's just going to think it's a sharecropper. And if everyone's going to think it's a sharecropper, then they'll know that I'm not doing Schar Shabbos, that I'm not doing Amiru Lenachri. Yeah, but then at the end of the day's work, they'll see that he's not bringing home 33% of the produce, because it's not a sharecropper. It's Kablan. So when they see that he's not bringing home 33% of the produce, they're going to say, oh, wait a second. What is this exactly? They're not going to immediately assume Kablan. They're going to assume you just hired a guy to work for you on Shabbos. And that's why it's going to be Aser. Because it's not so uncommon to hire someone to work for a day. And even if the minig in the city is to hire only kablanim, meaning you get the shiloh all the time. I have my contractor. I've been begging him to come for months. He lost my number. He's COVID is still the reason why, for some reason, he can't finish the job. You know, he's got every excuse in the book. Finally, he calls me. He says, "I'm coming on Shabbos. I'm coming on Yontif." Everyone knows, it says on his truck, contractor. So it might as well say kablan. Everyone knows that he's a kablan. So that's the only way you hire these people is as a kablan. So can't he come on Shabbos? So says the Taz, no. Even if the whole town only hires a kablan, we have to be machmir. If it's on mechuber, you can't have him there. But there are those that are mekil if it's the minig of the whole city that it's always done as kablanas. However, very important bracket that we're not going to skip. V'kibolas hudafka k'shekol ha'malachu v'kibolas ha'fukei m'rak ha'drichal v'adohu kablan v'shar m'sayim derech l'sarchum v'am l'yom v'afilum l'sarchum ha'kol b'kablan z'gam k'nasser. He says, you know, when you hire a contractor, he's always hiring subs, and he's always hiring other people, and many of those people are just working for the day and are not kablanim. So whenever you have a situation where there's a general contractor, but then there are all these other people that are on the job that maybe aren't kablanim, so that's not, you can't call that the minika medina, that all the only way anyone hires these people is always be kablanus, and therefore it's going to be mutter. No, that's going to be aser. So again, when he's working on mechuber lekarka and the whole city only hires kablanim, so machlokas haposkim mishabura quotes whether that's aser or mutter. Maybe it should be mutter because everyone knows that all these guys are kablanim. But even those that are mekil, if they're very often subcontractors that aren't really contractors that are hired by the day, then even those that are mekil are going to be machmir. And that's why, in general, if you ever ask the shayla, my contractor is going to show up on Shabbos, he's going to come to the house, is that mutter? The answer is almost always going to be no. That is not, unless it's pikuach nefesh or something. The answer is always going to be no. What if your gardener shows up on Yontif? You know, where the gardener shows up and you tell him, no, don't be here today. And he says, lo hable, I don't, you know, no, whatever, I don't understand, you know, because he doesn't want to come back another day. It's much easier for him to be there that day. He'll learn to speak English when he needs to collect your check. But until then, he's very happy to not understand that he's supposed to leave. So how much of a fight do you have to put up to tell the guy to leave? Well, every gardener is a kablan. I don't know if you have gardeners that you hire. I guess when you first, you know, set up the landscaping, maybe not that way, even then. But almost every time, a gardener is a kablan. So if that's the case, and there are no subs that might, so then maybe you could rely on the second day, these yesh mekilin that say that he can do the work. That in a field, you could be somich b'makom hefsid, avl bayis tzarech iyun im yesh lakal b'zeb. In a house, there's a tzarech iyun whether we could be mekel on this, do negedas kama poskim, because there are so many poskim that are machmir to begin with. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah over here on page 8. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for having the patience for the double shear, and have a good night.